Elmer Stupeau. President Trump shaking things up with his nomination of Matt Gaetz for Attorney General. That's getting some pushback because the Florida congressman has been the subject of an ethics investigation. But former Congressman Doug Collins thinks it was an interesting choice.
I think it's one that Donald Trump has come with all of his picks to say, look, we're taking a new approach to Washington, D.C. We're not going to go the same way. We're not going to talk about the same answers. And I think that's just going to be the interesting thing. Now, is the Gaetz pick going to come with no controversy? No, of course, because Matt has been very outspoken about what he believes. He's been one who's been on the front line. And he's also been pointing the finger a lot at DOJ. And I think the bigger story here is the issue of DOJ. DOJ has got to be fixed. It's someone who had to deal with it for years. DOJ is inherently become political and broken at the very core of what America needs.
Former Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard will be the nominee for Director of National Intelligence.
I was grateful and honored to accept President Trump's offer to serve our country and support his objective to defend the safety, security, and freedom of the American people.
Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy have been given the job of cutting back on unnecessary government spending in Trump's upcoming administration, and there's no shortage of areas to cut from.
So what do we want to do? We want to go in and slash and burn that bureaucracy to help Americans, stimulate the economy, and to restore self-governance again. What we're solving here now is not a natural problem. This is a man-made problem. And when you have a man-made problem, you better have a man-made solution.
Fox business analyst Cheryl Cassoni gives us a few examples of what will be cut.
But some examples. Okay, first, monkey research. Okay, NIH spent $33 million to run Monkey Island. That's in South Carolina. They spent $200,000 on injecting monkeys with female hormones in Florida. And the University of Mississippi, $12 million to test monkeys on meth. They awarded $549,000 to a Russian lab performing experiments on cats in 2021. Empty federal buildings, $2 billion annually to maintain government-owned offices. Only 12% of the space in these headquarters is used.
Top Democratic Party officials are concerned that the Harris-Walz campaign crossed the finish line with tens of millions of dollars in debt that could now be the party's problem. Party officials are now scrutinizing how the campaign spent its funds, having raised over $1 billion before Election Day. FEC filings already show shocking payments to celebrities like Oprah Winfrey and tens of millions in event spending and social media influence. Allison Wynn is a former fundraiser for Barack Obama.
Well, I think the Harris campaign is really out of touch. Even my three teenage kids told me that brat girl summer is over. So why are you spending millions of dollars on Megan Thee Stallion twerking? You can't just go on Oprah Winfrey and she asks you very softball questions. And the one hardball question she asks, are we better off today than we were 4 years ago? And you hem and haw and say, girlfriend, well, I grew up middle class with a lawn. She should have just said, no, we're not.
Much has been said about the young adults and Hispanics that contributed to Donald Trump's success, but a pollster says that the decisive edge came from Christians.
Talking about the results on American Family Radio's The Hamilton Corner, George Barna said his team at the Cultural Research Center at Arizona Christian University found Christians made up 72% of the electorate and gave Trump 56% of their vote.
Frankly, Mr. Trump would not have won the election without the support of Christians.
There was notable engagement from so-called sage cons, who held true to form and almost universally voted. Catholics also turned out, as well as those holding a biblical worldview.
That gives us the opportunity to have discussions with him and his cabinet members and his key leaders to talk about what's important to us, why we put him into office. We didn't put him in there because he has a nicer smile than Mrs. Harris, or, you know, because he reminds us of our older grandfather. I mean, we put him in there to protect our freedoms, protect democracy, but also to bring the country back to God.
I'm Chris Woodward.
For American Family News, I'm Rusty Pugh.